Hello, Grave Stories podcast audience. It's been a while since I've uploaded here. Well, you'll be happy to know I got a bunch more episodes coming. If you didn't know already, these are episodes that are on my YouTube, on the Nathan YouTube channel. So I'm going to load them as audio here for people who prefer to listen to audio. But if you haven't seen, there is the video versions on my Nathan channel with imagery of me, full motion video, and images I edit in. So watch it on YouTube and or listen to it here. Either way, thank you for listening, and let's begin. Welcome back. I'm former gravedigger Nathan Barnett from spooky old New England, and you're watching Grave Stories. So today's episode is a bonus, and I'm going to try to keep up with this. I might try to do three episodes a week. I'm loving doing these. This was supposed to be part of Monday's episode, where I do a deep dive and I write up a whole script on a case. I research it. This is that episode, but I'm going to put it out now. I think it'll be up Thursday. And then I'll still have the Friday episode and then have some other stuff for Monday. So lots of stuff coming, and I won't keep rambling too much this at the top of this one. Instead, let's just get right to it. Now, I've been reading all your comments and I'm seeing what you're saying. I might just keep my reactions in all the time now. Everyone seemed to like them in the Reddit episode. So I think I'm just going to do less editing. We'll see. People seem to be enjoying it, but we don't want the episodes to be too long. Now, before we begin, please subscribe. Please give a like. And if you have YouTube Premium, please download the episode, because I think it boosts the episodes and videos in the algorithm. It seems to be working, so download the episode if you can do that. Or just watch it a million times. Show your friends all the spooky stuff. I'm so close to 500,000 subscribers. When will I be popular? All right, let's get to it. So, something horrifying happened in 1981, other than my birth. If we can believe it, something even scarier. Grady Hendrix was 9 years old and he lived with his parents in New York State. One night, his parents ordered them dinner at the Fish and Shrimp House. It was one of his favorite restaurants. And when his parents went to bed, he snuck downstairs to have leftovers. Sneaking downstairs to eat whatever he wanted was something he'd been doing a lot of lately, because he learned he was good at it and he wasn't getting caught. So he figured, like many nights before this one, he would go downstairs and have another late night feast. So he snuck downstairs, and when he got to the bottom of the stairs, he wasn't in the kitchen yet. He still had to like walk a little bit and turn a corner, and then he'd be in the kitchen. But when he got to the bottom of the stairs, he heard someone else was already in the kitchen. He heard the clanking sound of a fork hitting a plate. Somebody else was already in the kitchen eating. And he thought, great, my plan is ruined because one of my parents isn't asleep. So he was just going to sneak back upstairs to his bedroom. But before he did, he wanted to peek around the corner to see which one of his parents was eating the food. So he crept over to the corner, peeked around the wall, and when he looked, he didn't see either of his parents. What he saw instead was some man in their kitchen eating their food out of the refrigerator. He said the man was skinny and drinking milk right out of the jug. He was horrified at the sight of a stranger in his house that he did not recognize. So he snuck back upstairs trying to be as quiet as possible, and then he went right into his parents' room telling them that there was a man downstairs in their kitchen eating their food. He and his parents all went downstairs and they expected to chase this man out of their house, but when they went down there, the guy was already gone. He must have heard Grady going back up the stairs, or the whole family coming down the stairs after him, and he ran out before they could catch him. They searched the whole house and outside and around the house, and they couldn't find any trace of the guy. And unfortunately, because of this, his parents didn't believe him. They thought he either imagined it or he was making it up. And this was frustrating for Grady, because he had no way of proving to his parents that someone had broken into their house. Then over the next few weeks, Grady couldn't get the man out of his head. He knew he saw him, and he was now on high alert. So now with his mind in this mode, he starts noticing and analyzing everything he sees. He thinks he notices things being placed on the counters where they weren't normally supposed to be, specifically a napkin holder being in the wrong place and a coffee mug in the sink that he knew his family didn't use. One night when his parents had gone to bed and he was about to go to bed, he made a point of looking at the kitchen and making sure he knew where everything was. Then the next morning, he got up before his parents and he looked around the kitchen and noticed that there was a coffee mug in the sink that wasn't there before he went to bed, and the napkin holder was in the wrong place on the counter. I feel like I would be doing the same thing that Grady's doing and freaking out over these little things like, I didn't move that pen. But I understand the parents' position, where they're like, the napkins were in a different spot. Probably seems like they just have a really lousy ghost, not a burglar, moving things around. So 3 months goes by with nothing really happening. His parents still don't really believe that there was a man in the house, and Grady can't prove to them that there was. Then, one night, when Grady's in bed, he's laying there looking up, and there's an air vent above his bed with the metal slots for the air to blow through. Now, it's dark in his room, and I've thought I've seen things in the dark when I'm laying there in bed. So, I'm imagining what he saw. And he's laying there, a good 6 feet away is the ceiling from his face. He's looking at the vent, and he sees a pair of eyes looking down at him. So he sits up, stares at the eyes, and then the eyes move down past the vent and leave. Grady freaks out. He runs out of his room, runs into his parents' rooms, and says, "There is someone in the ceiling. I saw eyes in the air vent." The whole family runs up into the attic. They search all over, and they don't find anyone. There's no man. There's no eyes. There's no nothing. They can't find anything. So again, his parents just think he's making it up, or they think he's seeing things. So they just go about their lives. There's nothing they can do. They can't find anyone. There's no evidence. There's no person anywhere. Grady, though, is very upset and very unnerved, so he starts sleeping with a knife under his pillow. He took a kitchen knife and put it under his pillow, and then he said every night he would check to make sure it was still there before he went to bed, and often he would poke and stab his hand and get all these cuts all over his hand from checking night after night to make sure the knife was in there. It made him feel a lot more secure knowing this knife was under his pillow in case those eyes showed up again. So a week goes by since Grady saw those eyes in the vent. Nothing happens. But a smell starts appearing in the house. The whole family notices there's a pretty bad stench, and it's the strongest coming from Grady's room. Then they notice that it's coming from the vent. Side story, I've smelled the smell very much like this living in an apartment in Santa Monica with my brother and friends. We smelled the horrid stink that just kept getting worse and worse over the weeks. We thought it was this rubber yoga ball that we'd have that we'd call the BO ghost. We used to think there was either a BO ghost, a ghost with body odor, in the house because his stink would like move around. You could smell it in certain sections. And then we always assumed it was this yoga ball or just a ghost because this yoga ball had this like rubber that just kind of smelled bad, but it wasn't either of those things. It smelled the most under the floor in a corner of my bedroom and then in the bathroom on the other side of the wall from my room under the tub. Near the tub, we could smell the smell. Like in that corner between those two walls is where it smelled the worst. So there was a panel, a wooden panel on the wall behind my bed in my room that if you unscrewed from the wall, you could get at the controls of that tub on the other side of the wall. It was a jacuzzi tub. We thought maybe it was leaking and there was like a pool of water and it was just like stinky, dirty water just like pooling and festering in the wall. We thought that might have been it. We opened up the panel and couldn't see anything. There was no water, there was no leaking pipes, there was nothing. We didn't know what it was. So we closed it up and then we eventually called an exterminator. So the exterminator crawled under the house, right under that bathroom, and he said he reached up. He looked up into the floor, the boards holding the floor up, and stuck up in those boards was a dead rat. Pull it out, smell went away. So I can imagine the stink that Grady and his family are smelling right now. Because when they noticed the scent was coming from the air vent, they looked up in the air vent. They opened it up and they saw rice fall out. And they thought, what the heck is this rice? And then they noticed the rice, when it fell down onto the bed, it wasn't rice. It was maggots. Something was rotting up in the air vent. Horrified by this discovery, they did a much deeper search. They went into the attic, moved the floorboards, and pulled the house apart to discover a cot, a cushion. Someone had been sleeping in the ceiling. And on the cushion was the body of a man. There was a dead man laying on a mat right above Grady's room. He was sleeping in between their walls, sneaking out and eating their food in the kitchen. This story freaks me out so bad. I can't even be saying this right now. Oh my God, this is horrifying. This dude was probably sliding under their house, getting up between the walls and going up into the ceiling where he had more room to lay down. He was sleeping in their house. Then he died and he started rotting and the maggots fell out onto Grady's bed. So this man was in the ceiling looking down the vent at Grady sleeping in his bed. This is the worst thing I can ever imagine. It's so scary. So the family removed the body. The police came. They cleaned everything up. They cleaned up all the damage that the body had caused and the stench. And then the man was buried in an unmarked grave because they could not discover his identity. Gosh. Grady, now all grown up and living in his own home, will sometimes smell a body odor scent in the air when he turns the air conditioning on, and he said it gives him chills to this day. I personally would never recover from this. This is horrifying. So there you have it. That is the story of Grady Hendrix and what he experienced in 1981. If anybody has suggestions for stories, please let me know. Please tell me. I have a Discord, and in the Discord, there's a room where people can leave stories and suggestions for things that have happened. I like true things, true accounts, true crime, spooky, weird mysteries. I got a good episode coming up on Monday, and on Friday, we're going to do some more of the casual episodes where we're just reading Reddit and reacting to it. So, hope you enjoyed this. Please, please give a like, download the episode if you have YouTube Premium, and subscribe so I can finally hit 500,000 subscribers. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.